Good morning. It's time for Daily Chapel at the LCMS International Center in St. Louis. The text, Genesis chapter 2, verses 4 through 14. The Reverend Sean Denzer is preaching. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
A reading from Genesis, the second chapter. These are the generations of the heavens and the earth when they were created, in the day that the Lord God made the heavens and the earth. When no bush of the field was yet in the land, when no small plant of the field had yet sprung up, for the Lord God has not caused it to rain on the land, and there was no man to work the ground, and a mist was growing up from the land and was watering the whole face of the ground, then the Lord God formed the man of dust from the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and the man became a living creature. And the Lord God planted a garden in Eden, in the east, and there he put the man whom he had formed. And out of the ground the Lord God made to spring up every tree that is pleasant to the sight and good for food. The tree of life was in the midst of the garden, and the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. A river flowed out of Eden to water the garden, and there it divided and became four rivers. The name of the first is the Pishon. It is the one that flowed around the whole land of Havilah, where there is gold. And the gold of that land is good. Delium and onyx stone are there. The name of the second river is the Gihon. It is the one that flowed around the whole land of Cush. And the name of the third river is the Tigris, which flows east of Assyria. And the fourth river is the Euphrates. O Lord, have mercy on us. In many and various ways, God spoke to his people of old by the prophets. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. The attention which Moses shows imitates the attention that God shows in his creation. Moses must double back to tell this story like a Hebrew would, also so that the literary critics will be confused, so that all of their various mudman theories can be pulled together and wait in vain for some breath to come and animate them. These are the generations of the heavens and the earth. Now the story must be told, not from the divine vantage point, with the word and its goodness at the center, but from the human vantage point, with its unique flesh. Because the very good word did not become an angel for angels, a fish for fish, or a creeping thing for creeping things. No, it is as it is written. The first man, Adam, became a living soul. The last Adam became a life-giving spirit. Genesis doubles back in chapter 2 to focus on Adam today, next week on Eve. Today we have the miracle of creation and human life. Next week, the holy estate of marriage with its foundation in male and female. Okay, now, at first glance, we might think nothing of these facts. Life is life. Beasts are beasts. A pig is a rat, is a dog, is a man. But that overlooks all of the attention that the Holy Spirit has compelled Moses to take here. The Spirit does not want us to miss his big moment, so to speak. The breath of life blown into Adam. And then he becomes a living soul. Special attention is given to Adam. He is formed from the dust of the earth, from a clod of clay. The earth does not just bring him forth at the mere command of the Son of God, as it did for pigs and rats and dogs and beasts. The Lord himself forms him. He gives him the attention of a potter. Ears he has dug for Adam. Nostrils too. For yes, by the word of the Lord the heavens were made, all the host of them by the breath of his mouth, and yet only Adam has the breath breathed into him, face to face, after God formed him by hand, which sets him apart. The whole doubling back here in Genesis 2 is to catch how God has set man apart. It is not man's great reason. It's not his upright posture. My favorite, it's not even his risibility that sets him apart. It's already the Lord's attention back there on day 3. Did you hear it? There are no field plants yet because there's no man to tend them. The water was there, whatever this mist was, and it kept the garden for man's benefit even before he was created. And the rivers divide lands that are already full of gold and stones and every great good thing for man's appreciation. And the rain, when God does send it, well, okay, the subsequent times that he sends it, it is sent for man so that he may work in the ground. The scriptures double back here so that we may know who we are. Not because we are an end in ourselves, but because it is pleasing to the Son of God, to the Word who formed and spoke life and breath into us. Scripture heads up this little vignette as such, the generations of the heavens and the earth. Not because the world itself would have no mind or memory without a homo to lend his sapientia to it and to the universe, as some hold. But it is because God himself has orchestrated all of these things for and to man. But yet, most marvelous of all, he has orchestrated it all to the man. He signals herein that he intended to walk in Eden even more closely than he did for Adam and Eve. Here is the very flesh which Christ our Lord took up. Here is the carl in to which the Word became incarnate. Now, to our minds, Christians, who know the history of Genesis and of the Gospels very well, especially we know Genesis chapter 3, we find that idea, the incarnation without the fall into sin, to be the hard pill to swallow. But that only shows our twisting of the Holy Spirit's anthropocentrism to our own fallen ends. Because the real amazing and blessed matter must always be not that God would enter our flesh to walk in his Eden, but that he has entered our flesh to suffer loss and to rally a dying world through his death. That he would breathe new life into us again, even though we've sunk down to the level of brutish beasts and creepy things, that he has doubled back to reform and to regenerate us. So I'm very glad that we get to take up this text today, dear saints. 'Tis the season to think about rest from the labors that will follow us, to think about the tree with its fruit, by the river which gladdens the city of God, and yes, to think about paradise regained. For indeed, we believe that as we have borne the image of the man of dust, so we shall also bear the image of the man of heaven. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.